I'd like to begin with my arrival at the college on April 26th, 1934. A rather humorous incident took place as I was bringing my books up and my other belongings to the fourth floor of the old building on 69 Ransom. Burton Confrey, who was the dean and head of the college, a layman, one of the few in the country, remarked to me that he'd like to help me, and I said, no, I travel light. And I hadn't recalled until momentarily that that was one of his latest books called I Travel Light. I spent a little time then recruiting students the rest of that semester, but I was not obviously in charge in any way. So the first work began then in the fall of that year, 34. We had roughly 90 students, more or less evenly divided between the men and the women. We had only the one building, you might say. Actually, next door, old St. Ilona Hall was, or rather the house called St. Ilona Hall for a time, I think, was a music studio for the college, where Sister Thomas, an old stalwart, was holding forth.